This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome a Thursday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda hosting the show today. Tyler Arocha is producing at 869-1240. And Max Power is over here running the board. Tommy Thurber has been Wally Pipp. Are we starting to forget about Tom Thurber?
I don't forget about Tommy.
You don't?
No way. No, Tommy's my boy.
He's down in Alabama, you know.
I know, but he'll be back.
Hanging with family.
He'll be back. Maybe.
I'm tired today. I hear you're tired too. What's going on?
It's gotta be the weather, or it's just because it's Thursday.
Here's the thing about radio. You got to rise to the occasion every single day. It doesn't matter what's going on in your personal life. It doesn't matter how inept you look while untangling cords.
Well, who is sitting here like, seriously, who did this?
Jeff may have known you were coming in today.
Probably did. Tied him in knots.
It doesn't matter what you got. You gotta be there for the audience.
You have to. You don't have a choice.
No.
I mean, it's 2 hours. You can't sleep
and
through it.
There's a lot I'd rather be doing today. I'm just going to be honest with you.
What would you rather be doing today?
You name it. For one, sleeping.
Raking leaves.
No. Have you done more of that lately?
No, we haven't had to.
Are the leaves pretty much handled for the year?
Yeah, we probably should probably do it maybe one more time out front. But yeah, they're pretty much done. Yep, we're
good. I got more tree limbs down in my yard. I got to get out there and get that taken care of. Why don't I just do that?
Well, you got time.
I do.
Mean, you do.
I have time. Just walk out there, pick up some tree limbs.
Dog would probably like to come outside a little bit.
Would she run off, though? There's no fence in the front yard.
Oh, well, then that's up to you.
Although she stays right by my side.
Yeah, she might be okay then. Just depends. I couldn't take mine out. He'd be gone.
Well, this little Misty likes being close to us. She is just enraptured by us.
Hmm.
Is that the right word,
I don't
Max?
Know. You guys and your big words, like, you know, I don't understand.
I'm asking
things.
Max if that's the right word. Oh, yeah, well, Max knows that word. Don't
do you?
Yeah. See?
What's it mean?
It means she just adores us.
And Max just agrees with you. He didn't know what it meant either. See?
Now, Max, Tyler, do you know the word? I'm right, right? There, see?
Oh, they're all just, come on. Fine, whatever.
I do. Whatever. I will say this. There are a lot of yes people on this show when I bark at them.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
And I'm not, I don't know
it's
if
a disgrace.
That, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's out of respect
or they're scared
because they can't stand me.
They're scared of you.
Give intense pleasure or joy to.
Okay, well then.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, you're right. Congratulations.
I am a wordsmith.
Happy days. I'm proud of you. That's
I mean,
fantastic.
But every time I've asked Max something, he's a yes guy. Tommy doesn't give a dang
no.
about me.
Interesting.
Do you now, think Tyler's fairly new. He's probably still trying to sort it out.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to just agree. I don't blame him for that. Give him a couple weeks, though.
He's
and
like,
then he'll have his own opinion,
what's
I hope.
This old man doing? I wonder how many times that thought has entered his head about you. Me, never.
Well, if I'm the old man, then what's that make you?
Oh, my God, I miss Jeff today. Jeff is on his way to Kansas City or Oklahoma City or London or wherever Jason Eady is.
Jeff
he's
will
on
be
his
close
way
by.
To see him. Jason Eady's like a magnet that pulls Jeff toward him.
Who did anybody go with him?
No.
What?
He's driving
no.
to Kansas City, left just now after work.
All by himself.
Well, I heard him ask you to go the other day.
Well, he was asking me
and
to.
You declined. What a sourpuss.
Yeah, he wanted me to go to Manhattan tomorrow. I said, well, aren't you going to Kansas City Thursday? Well, yeah, we could do both.
He's not doing tomorrow, is he?
Well, that's what he was asking me to go to, so I don't know if he is. Beats me. You're his dad. Haven't you talked to him about it?
I knew he was gone today.
And he's going somewhere on Tuesday to see Jason Eady. Because he already asked me to cover for him on Tuesday.
Did you hear he sent Jason Eadie a Facebook message?
No.
Asking him to if it would be possible for him to kind of work on his publicity.
What?
And there was no response. So Jeff's not exactly sure what to make of Jason Eadie right now.
Stalker.
The question on Twitter, which you can find at KFH Radio, is this. Jeff is seeing Jason Eadie in concert tonight for the 408th time. He says it's 7. What best describes your thoughts on this? Great. He's got passion, 22%. Must be a stalker, 78%.
Numbers don't lie. The numbers just do not lie.
If this wasn't my kid, I'd actually feel a little bit bad for him. You know what I mean?
Well, you miss him too much, so you don't have a choice.
I do, man. Look at the picture on Twitter of us before the show even started. This was like a week before the show started, back in 2015. Here we are. We came in. First of all, they had nice little mic covers. Look how much it's faded now.
Yeah, I see that.
But anyway, we came in. We were excited about this venture. Jeff looked just fantastic. He was ready to go. He's probably thinking, this is going to be a great experience doing a radio show with my dad. And I'm probably thinking right there that, you know what? This kid's been everything in the world to me. I can't wait to embark down this road. 3 years later, I want to kill the kid. What do you make of that?
Maybe just a little too much time together.
You think?
And the fact that you're both stubborn. You're both the same way. You both got to be right all the time. So you're going to bicker. So after 2 hours, yeah, it would get tiring. But then you miss them until the next day because you're father-son.
It's an unusual relationship.
It is. It's very unusual.
I wonder what kind of relationship you're forming. And I'm talking about with your kids now, but into the future, when they get into their 30s. Do you ever have give and take, banter, tension with your kids now? Does that ever happen? Or you just have the Norman Rockwell father knows best relationship?
I banter a little bit.
You banter a little bit? Do they come back at you a little bit? Like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they do.
And you're not.
They think it's funny.
You don't view yourself as a disciplinarian in your
household. No, I'm
in
not.
Your household.
I'm not. No. No, my wife's a disciplinarian in our house, guaranteed.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that evolve? How'd that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I've always been kind of laid back, so just,
you are a laid back guy.
Just kind of.
You don't get rattled.
Not very often.
Yet you played hockey for all these years. I would think that such an emotional game.
Well, that's probably because it's easier to get rattled out there. So away from the game, I have tons of patience. Because people aren't beating me with their fists or sticks for 3.5 hours. You're done with that, you get pretty much laid back on everything else.
What's the most anger you've ever felt? I mean, just sheer anger. It happens to me like 4 times a day. I'm just angry. Why is that? I've got to let that go. This is going to be therapeutic. We stumbled into something.
We have. You just take a deep breath. When you're starting to get mad, take a deep breath. Count to 10.
What did I just get mad about recently? It was silly stuff.
I don't know.
I have no patience. I'm the snap of a finger. Oh, well, yesterday on the show when we were having trouble getting calls through.
Uh-huh.
And I'm over here ranting and raving and raving my arms, like looking like some lunatic. And poor Max is over there going, I mean, it was horrible.
Are you okay now, though?
Yeah.
Well, see, then no big deal. It's gone.
But I ask you the question, when were you angriest? Do you
when
remember?
Was I angriest?
It's an emotion.
I used to get angry playing all the time.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Everybody gets angry playing. When in your other life?
When I just get like angry, like mad angry?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't get like.
Who the?
I don't really get angry.
So if you view that somebody has taken advantage advantage of you or you.
Well, if I put myself in the spot where somebody can do that, then I might be upset, but I should be upset with myself for putting myself in that spot.
Have you ever had an argument with your wife?
Yeah. Well, who hasn't?
You want to know the truth? I've had very few with my wife.
But you've had them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're my fault. She rarely.
Well, no, they're my fault too. There's no question.
She rarely does anything wrong. In fact, I have never seen my wife in a bad mood. Think about that for a minute. And she married me. I'm in seven moods during this segment. You understand?
I'm sitting right beside you, Bob. I do understand. I get it. Like, you're starting to get fired up already about nothing. No point in getting angry right now.
I got mad about that because
no
you were looking at your tea instead of watching me.
I was having a drink. Calm down. It's okay. Everything is just fine. We have an hour and 49 minutes left. I need you to stay a little bit calm till later, and then I'll let you get fired up.
Look at the dynamic of the show yesterday when I was just so elated, so happy, because the Cardinals traded for Paul Goldschmidt. And thank you, by the way, for texting your support.
You're welcome. Probably the steal of the decade, that trade.
Thank
who'd they
you.
Give up? Really? Like, who'd they give
they
up?
They gave up some guys, but nobody.
They gave up nobody.
Nobody that figures into the plans for 2019. Certainly nobody who figures prominently into the plans for 2019. So now they got the best hitter, arguably, in the National League. Arguably. He's in that argument.
He is, yeah.
And they gave away nothing.
No, nothing.
Years of control, yes. The guys they traded aren't going to be due to be paid for a while.
But
Paul Goldschmidt, 1 year until free agency. But so what?
That's why they got him, though. They knew that deal. The other thing is, too, with the kids, is you have no idea if they're going to pan out or not. You really don't know.
Baseball makes me happy. You understand that?
Oh, I do.
Just thinking about it, watching it, hearing people talk about it, reading about it, makes me happy. I enjoy that. Not that I don't love all other sports, because I do. In fact, I'd say I'm passionate about basketball, football, to some degree golf, but baseball blows it all out of the water.
I know. I understand. I knew you were excited yesterday. Anybody that was listening knew that you were excited here yesterday. But yet, in your excitement, you still got angry about four or five times.
Yes.
You see what that means? How do you do that roller coaster in such a small window? Like, that's a small window.
You know what it is? I'm going to give myself a break, and I'm going to call it passion. I'm going to say that I'm a passionate person.
Okay.
I will say that I'm a determined person. And that's not necessarily patting myself on the back. That's not to give myself a compliment or self-gloss, but I'd say I'm intense.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Once
you get going on a subject, there's no question you can get intense.
And then my brain never shuts down. Does your brain ever shut down?
All the time.
Your brain shuts down?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I'll be sitting in the chair and it'll be... Wife will say, "What are you thinking about?" Nothing. And she's like, "No, seriously." And I'll be like, "No, like, nothing. There's nothing there. Like, I don't know how to explain it to people. And I know it's harder, it seems, for women to understand that. But I can honestly be sitting there and she'll be like, "What are you thinking about?" And there's nothing up there.
Well, a lot of people say nothing because they don't want to.
No, very true. But
with you,
it's nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's nothing. What do you think? Absolutely, like, nothing. Like, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It doesn't keep going. My son's always going. His brain's always going. He's always got something on his mind. My wife's kind of the same way. My daughter's kind of more like me, but not to the degree. But for me, yeah, I can literally be sitting, and in 5 minutes or during break, if you see me over here, you could probably ask me, "What are you looking at?" And I'd be like, "Nothing," because I'm just looking at the screen, and there's nothing in there.
In many ways, I'm envious of that, to be able to just shut it down and just chill, literally chill. You're on chill mode.
Yes. I do it a lot. I don't know why. I mean, you can only stress and worry about things for so long, and then what are you doing? I mean, it's not going to change. So you got to wait till something happens or do something about it.
But that's built into your wiring, obviously.
I guess.
I mean, you can't control that.
No, probably not. Because if you're not built that way, then you look at things different. Everybody's different in that regard. No question about it. Everybody runs a different angle and takes a different path through a maze because that's where their brain goes.
I would think that I don't hang out with Max. I only see him on the show. But I would think that he is more like you, laid back, not as intense. Am I right, Max?
Well, I don't know. Max seems to—he can get intense. Talk
well,
about
he
Boston.
Can about the Patriots.
I can see it through the window over here when he's on the other side.
We get a guy that says something about the Patriots, and Max is clawing his way through the glass to get over here.
I know.
You're right. Max is insane.
Yeah, he is. He is when it comes to that stuff.
When it comes to the Patriots, but you don't have that button.
No, not really. I really don't. God, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
I'm fascinated by that. I don't know how. I wish that I was like that. I was raised by a woman, my mother, who was all over the place. I'm kind of like her. Emotionally.
I don't know what to tell you.
I need help.
I do. I mean, this
I
has
think
been.
I
a,
need help.
This has been a good psychiatry session.
And how did it all start?
I have no idea. Like I said, I'm blank.
I don't want to say anything negative.
Oh, go ahead.
But well, I
won't be the first time, and it won't be the last.
I won't say anything, because we love you. Now, are we going to go out tomorrow evening? Remember, we kind of
did
that
talk
subject.
About that. I got a.
You've already planned something.
Well, I got a futsal game to go to tomorrow.
A
night.
What?
Futsal, indoor soccer.
You're kidding.
No, my son's in it. We went and watched his first game he ever played, the team ever played. I'll tell you what, that was a lot of fun. We had a couple, my wife had a friend of hers come and her sister, and they're like, gee, is there adult leagues for this? Is a blast.
And what's
it's
it
out
called?
At Wichita Hoops, I think. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Out off in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Huge facility. They got about 15 or 17 courts out there, and they're full.
So our
they're
function
packed.
Tomorrow night's off.
Well, I don't know.
Because you're going to watch soccer.
Well, I could stop by if it's still going.
Nah, we're not doing it.
We're not doing it
now? Now I'm mad.
Not good. Now I got you fired up.
Now I am angry. The other part I was kidding about. But I've about had it with your son's soccer.
What?
Just to be honest with you.
Why?
It's getting in the way of too many things.
You need to come to a game. Come to a futsal game. You should.
Futsal. That's what they call it.
Futsal. FUTSAL, I believe.
Why? What's that mean?
Well, there's a few different rules than soccer, and it's in a court. It's on a
futsal,
basketball court.
What?
Futsal. I don't know. I'm learning it, too. It's the first time I've ever been to a game.
FUTSAL.
Yes.
What's SAL stand for?
I don't know. That's just what they call it. Futsal.
Foot, I get. Football.
Yeah.
Foot.
Futsal.
Makes no sense.
I'll ask somebody tomorrow night.
What time's the game?
I think it's at 6.
How long does it last?
An hour. They had 2 20-minute halves and then 2-minute overtime.
And they run
tied.
The clock.
Yes.
No, there's no stoppage in soccer, right? Or futsal or
no,
whatever.
No, they run 20 minutes and then it's done. There's no extra time or nothing.
This soccer thing's out of control.
You only get 4 seconds when the ball goes out of bounds to kick it back into play, so it's always moving. It was a blast. I honestly really enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect. He had a blast at it, so it's
and
perfect.
So he likes it.
He likes it. That's all that matters.
And the other sports he plays are?
Well, his soccer, he played ball.
Played what?
He played baseball.
He did play baseball. Where?
He didn't play this year. He played the 3 years before.
So he has pretty much focused his energies now on soccer.
He likes soccer. Likes soccer. Good for him. Go
See,
ahead.
That's what I
try
like.
It.
That's what I like about you.
What?
You believe you're 100% behind him in this endeavor.
Yeah, that's what he likes to do. He
Beautiful.
Enjoys it.
I'm proud of you.
Happy days. Go get him.
Here's the show today, in case you're interested. And
is our psychiatry session
two
over?
Two guys at the polar opposite end of the emotional scales doing the show today. We got Mr. Positivity, never been mad. And
wouldn't go quite that far, but yeah, I get
it. And
that.
Me over here, who's
mad all the time.
Just PO'd about everything.
Everything.
425, that's next. Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman. At 445, we're going to catch up on the Drive's Fantasy Football League.
Uh-oh.
We've got big games this week.
Huge.
Involving you, me, and my son.
The
playoffs begin.
That's right. We're all in it.
That's going to be interesting to get Virgil's thoughts. He has a bye.
Well, yeah,
he's only lost once.
How did we let him get that good of a team?
I don't understand it.
I had a few beers, so I got an excuse.
At 525, our Orr Nissan picks of the week. And Duda has some work to do. Not a good week for the kid last week. Well, you weren't bad, 4-3. Wait a minute, that's wrong. See, I can't even find what I'm looking for.
I know, that's why I don't know if these are actually right.
You were 2-5
that sounds
last
closer.
Week.
That sounds closer.
I won the week, and I've put myself back in the conversation, now in second place. But Chris George from Orr Nissan just killing it. We'll make our Orr Nissan picks at 525. And at 540, we'll talk some Wichita Thunder hockey with Jacob Stuckel from the Thunder.
Sounds good.
Back in a moment, we'll talk OU, Oklahoma City Thunder, whatever else comes to mind with Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman. Stay with us.